Title: Writing Jungle Motifs from Short Samples Advanced. Alright, let's do an advanced jungle composition move that's secretly responsible for a lot of the most addictive hooks and rolling drum and bass. We're going to take one tiny piece of audio, something as short as a blink, and turn it into a full motif system, playable like an instrument, rhythmically junglified, and flexible enough to carry a 16 to 32 bar section without getting boring. And we're doing it all inside Ableton Live, mostly stock devices, with a very classic jungle mindset, rhythm first, pitch second, and variation through resampling. First, set the canvas so you're making decisions in context. Set your tempo somewhere between 165 and 174 BPM. I like 170. Start with a groove straight for now. No swing. No groove pool yet. Have some drums running, ideally a break loop or chopped break like an Amen or Think. And have a simple sub-bass ready, even just a sine and operator, because motifs don't exist in a vacuum. The drums and the sub are going to tell you whether your hook is actually working or just sounds cool soloed. Now step 1. Pick the right tiny sample. This is important. You're not looking for a long phrase. You're looking for a moment. A vocal syllable like hey or yeah. A chord stab. A horn hit. A single note off a record. Even a bright percussive transient that has some tone in it. What you want is character in the first few milliseconds, a clear transient so it speaks rhythmically, and enough mid-range so it reads in a mix. If the audio you've got is longer, isolate the byte. Drop it in arrangement. Highlight a tiny region, like 50 to 200 milliseconds, consolidate it, and add quick fades so you don't get clicks. Here's a coach note that matters more than it sounds like it should. Lock the time feel before you write any notes. Even with warp off, the start marker is a timing decision. So do a quick A/B. Duplicate the track, and in the simpler sample view, nudge the start point slightly earlier or later. I mean micro moves, sometimes under a millisecond. You're listening for that moment where it suddenly sits with the ghost of the break. This is the kind of tiny alignment that makes a motif feel like it's part of the drum groove instead of pasted on top. Now step 2. Turn it into an instrument. Drag the sample into simpler, and set simpler to classic mode. Start with voices at 1. That's mono motif discipline. Jungle hooks often hit harder when they're not trying to be a lush polysynth line. Warp is usually off for clean pitching. If you really need warp because the sample is weird, fine, but default to off. Then shape the amp envelope. Keep it snappy. Attack around 0 to 3 milliseconds. Decay around 150 to 400 milliseconds. Sustain basically off, minus infinity, or super low. Release maybe 30 to 120 milliseconds. That gives you something you can play rhythmically without it smearing all over the drums. Turn on simpler's filter. Go LP24. Start the cutoff somewhere like 4 to 10k depending on how bright the sample is, and add a little drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB. This is already starting to feel like an instrument, not a raw sample. And don't skip this. In the sample view, enable snap and set the start point exactly on the transient. The groove of your entire motif can change just by moving that start point a hair. Step 3. Make it jungle playable across the keyboard without it turning into a wandering lead line. Set your root note correctly. If you need to, use a tuner. Then keep your pitch range under control. Here's a rule that helps motifs stay hooky. The two-register rule. Many classic jungle phrases live in 2 octaves max, and often it's way tighter than that. Like 5 to 8 semitones of movement. If you let it roam too far, it stops reading like a motif and starts reading like a melody, which can be cool, but it's a different job. If you want, drop a scale MIDI effect to lock into something like D minor, or go darker with Phrygian flavors. And use a pitch MIDI effect to audition registers quickly, like up 12 or down 12, without rewriting anything. One more pro feel thing, use velocity as filter playing, not loudness. In simpler, map velocity to filter frequency, so harder hits open up the tone. Then keep your overall level consistent with track gain. This makes the motif talk and breathe like a sampler performance, without drawing automation all over the place. Now step 4. Write the core motif. 8 bars. But we're writing rhythm first. Open a MIDI clip on your simpler track. Start with one note, the root, and write a syncopated rhythm that plays around the snare and the busy moments of the break. If you need a starting grid, think of hits like, first bar you might hit right on one, then slip something in off the beat, then another accent before the end of the bar. Second bar, leave space, then answer with a few tighter hits. The exact placements matter less than the principle. You're placing hits in the gaps, not fighting the drum accents. Then duplicate that rhythm and change only 2 or 3 notes. Use classic jungle intervals like minor third, Fourth, fifth, keep it call and response across two bars. It should feel like a question in bar one and an answer in bar two. Also, commit to an anchor note. Pick one pitch that happens at the start or end of most two-bar units. That anchor is what makes heavy variation still feel like the same hook. It's a glue note. Workflow-wise, use fold in the MIDI editor so you only see the notes you're actually using. And keep notes short. Jungle motifs are usually percussive. If you want the occasional longer note, use it as a contrast, not the default. Step 5. Swing comes after the motif works straight. Once your motif is catchy with no groove, then add groove. Use the groove pool. Grab something MPC-ish or funk-ish, and keep the amount subtle, like 10 to 25%. Or do it manually, nudge a couple hits later by 5 to 20 milliseconds, maybe pull one key hit slightly early for urgency. The reality in DNB is that too much groove on a pitched sample can smear the clarity. Subtle is more pro. Your drums are already doing a lot of rhythmic work. Now step 6, the pro jungle move. Resampling for variations. Create a new audio track, set its input to resampling, and record 4 to 8 bars of your motif playing. Now drag that resampled audio back into simpler, but switch simpler to slice mode. Slice by transients, or by 1/16 if it's very even. Set playback to gate so it's tight and chop friendly. This is where you build variation B. Reorder a few slices. Dutter a slice for energy. Reverse one slice for a little what was that moment. Pitch one slice down 5 or 7 semitones for menace. Now you have an alternate generation of the hook that feels authentic, because it's literally the same hook, just recontextualized like a classic sampler workflow. If you want an advanced trick for transitions, do a tiny tape stop punctuation. Pick one slice at the end of every 4 bars, and automate a quick pitch dive down over 50 to 120 milliseconds. That becomes a recurring comma. It's motif grammar. Now step 7. Processing so it's dirty, wide and controlled, not messy. Start with EQ8. High pass around 120 to 250 Hz, because you're sub, and bass own the bottom. If it's fighting the break, look in the 200 to 500 Hz area and reduce before you do anything else. If it's harsh, find nastiness around 2 to 5k and notch gently. Then saturator. Analog clip is a great default. Drive maybe 2 to 8 dB, but match your output so you're not confusing louder with better. Then auto filter. This is your movement tool. Choose LP12 or LP24 and map the cutoff to a macro so you can open it over sections. Add a little width with chorus ensemble, or face or flanger if you want older school wobble, but keep it subtle. And for space, use echo, not reverb. Short, filtered, low dry slash wet, like 5 to 15%. Set a time like 1/8 or 1/16 dotted, feedback around 10 to 25, and filter the echo so it's not spraying low end or harsh highs into your mix. Finish with utility. If you're widening, make the low end mono around 120 to 200 Hz so the motif stays break safe. Then gain stage so it sits. Here's a discipline decision that helps your mix immediately. Decide whether the motif is on top of the drums or inside the drums. If it's on top, keep it brighter and shorter, very percussive. If it's inside, dull it slightly, let it smear just a little with short echo, and it becomes part of the break texture instead of competing with it. Now step 8, arrangement. This is where a motif becomes a record. Try a 32-bar shape, bars 1 to 8. Tease. Filtered motif, sparse hits, maybe half the rhythm, dubby echo tail. Bars 9 to 16, hook introduction. Full rhythm, variation A, tiny bit of stereo movement. Bars 17 to 24, switch, bring in variation B from the sliced resample. End bar 24 with a signature pitch drop or a dread hit. Bars 25 to 32, drop variation. Full drums, motif running, slowly open the filter over the 8 bars, and do one classic negative space move, mute the motif for one bar, then bring it back. That one bar hole is unbelievably effective in jungle because it makes the return feel like a punch. And a slick automation move, automate saturator drive up by just 1 to 2 dB in the drop. You'll feel the intensity increase without changing the notes. A few common mistakes to avoid while you build this. If your sample is too long, you'll end up looping a phrase instead of writing a motif. If everything is wide and reverby, it's going to clash with breaks and bass. If you pitch without controlling tone, it'll get thin or weird. Fix that with filtering and saturation, not random top-end boosts. If you overswing, it'll feel drunk against tight drums. And if you have no call and response, the loop gets old fast. Now, for darker, heavier DNB flavor, A couple upgrades. Try using Phrygian or harmonic minor touches sparingly. One wrong note used intentionally can become the identity. Try a reshadow doubling without clutter. Duplicate the motif MIDI to another instrument like operator, use a sine or triangle, low pass it hard, and tuck it way down, like -18 to -24 dB. You'll feel weight without hearing a new part. And if you want controlled aggression, use parallel distortion. One clean chain, one dirty chain with saturator and maybe light bit reduction. Blend the dirty chain at 5 to 20%. Also, consider subtle side chain compression from the snare or break bus. Just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. The motif will breathe with the drums, which is a very record feel. Let's wrap with a quick practice mission you can actually complete. Pick one sample under 200 milliseconds. Build the simpler instrument with that tight envelope and filter. Write an 8-bar motif using only 3 notes. Resample it, build slice mode variation B. Arrange 32 bars, tease, hook, switch, drop variation. And here is the constraint, no reverb, only echo, short and filtered. That forces the motif to be written cleanly, the jungle way. If you tell me what kind of sample you're starting from, vocal, chord, horn, or drum hit, I can suggest an anchor note strategy, a rhythm grid that will sit with your break, and the best macro mapping so you can perform energy changes instead of drawing automation for hours.